When I was a kid, the U.S. and the Soviet Union engaged the people of the world in a game of nuclear brinkmanship. As Americans, we were proud of our side. Ours were nukes for peace. Unfortunately, I lived downwind from those above-ground tests, shots as they were proudly called. No matter, the government said we were safe. How could we be so naive as to believe that? It was the times, I suppose. In school, we were taught everything we needed to know when the attack came. We learned the dance of life, called duck and cover. Always remember, when you see a flash in the sky, duck and cover. Hug the curb or hide under your desk until it's safe to find shelter. Find shelter? It was so simple, any grade school kid knew what to do. In the mid-century, our goals and enemies were clear. We were masters of the world. The Red Star, whether it was planted in the east or off our Caribbean shores, was what we had to fear. It was a simple binary choice, us or them. All we had to do as citizens was remember which door to enter.